I'm Miriam Neff with New Beginnings. I've spoken with God about my resolution to be more tender-hearted this year. He has taken me seriously. Result? He's not asking easy things of me. Opportunities to allow a root or bitterness to grow are more diverse than in any year. That certainly thwarts my tender-hearted motivation and tempts my tongue to, well, not speak with grace, mercy, and tender-heartedness. Here's the first requirement for being tender-hearted. Recognize the test. Give the evil one no ground. The evil one knows our wounds and wants to poke them. Be discerning, be kind, listen carefully, seek counsel. Try to see that family member's perspective. Try to understand the challenges facing that friend. Challenging, yes, but possible. I'm in pursuit of growing a tender heart this year.
This feature at widowconnection.com.